my name's Sarah. I'm Pilot's Administrator, and I'm here today with Jessica Fisher, who is the winner of our Generation Z scriptwriting competition, who is working with Katie Posner and Richard Herford to develop the script. We are in the cocktail bar of De Grey House, and Jess has been working for the past 2 days with a group of actors and directors and writers to develop the ideas. So, Jess, can you tell us about the experience that you've had since winning the competition through till today?
It's been quite a few months since I found out I was the winner of the competition. So in that time, I've spent a lot of time writing various drafts of the play. First of all, came out with one play, wasn't very keen on it at all, completely gone back to the drawing board, and I'm now on the sort of fourth draft of a different version. The last day has been brilliant. We've worked with the actors, read the play, really picked it apart, moved things around, put new stuff in, taken lots out, and it's taking a very different shape, but it's really exciting to see where it might go to.
Fab, thanks Jess. And Katie, can you tell us a little bit about your role as a director on this piece and how you've been helping Jess with the process?
I've been working with Jess since March, April was when we sort of first started kind of looking at a first draft. So that's been sort of through dramaturgical support and reading scripts and giving feedback and kind of thinking about how things can be shaped. I think one of the major things that we sort of talked about at the beginning was to just be quite sort of free with the ideas and try not to put barriers so that there, you know, be that sense of quite creativity and freedom within the writing. And then over the months there's been a couple of drafts. But for now, we've been spending the last day and a half kind of working through the R&D draft and looking at maybe seeing what works, what doesn't work, and as Jess said, rearranging and looking at different structure and ideas. And actually what's great is hopefully for Jess to see that up on its feet is so much easier than being sat behind your computer and dreaming up a million things, to actually hear the words. And I think maybe, and I put words into Jess's mouth, but just about actually how little you need of dialogue in sort of certain situations. And Richard's nodding because I think he will agree with this, and I think that's what's been really useful and really important. And I think by the end of today we will have a shell of a script that Jess will then go away and write, and that will be the script, you know, we will then look at and see what that is. But I think the sort of aim of these next, you know, then at the afternoon and when we do a reading of it, is just to see how, what the through arc is and what that potentially can become.
Fab, thank you. And lovely Mr. Richard Herford, you've been helping us through the whole process of helping choose the winner of the competition. Can you tell us a little bit about your role in this whole process as well?
Yes, well, it's great to come back into the Generation Z process at this point with Jess's draft and actually getting it up on its feet. I think one of the things that's very important to both understand as a participant in a script R&D process is that what we're actually doing is we're investigating what is in the text. Everything that we come up with, everything, all of the new ideas are all things that are actually in the text already. So it's not about inventing anything new at this stage. It is about really excavating as deeply as you can within the text, finding what's there. Very often, and as a writer I know this all too well, very often there are elements in a draft that you don't know the significance yourself at that point. So working with actors and a director, getting it up on its floor, getting working with the full theatrical medium helps you to actually focus on what the play is, why you've written it, what it's for, and it's great to be part with Jess today, us all discovering that together.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much, and hopefully we'll be back with you soon for more updates on the whole process and the development of Ghost Town. Speak to you soon.